Growing Pains by Steve Whetton, starring Ray Brooks and Sharon Deuce as Tom and Pat Hollingsworth. Episode 4, Trial and Error.
Right, Petal. Here's one for you.
What?
Who lives at number 14 Downing Street?
Oh, Tom, I'm trying to cook a meal.
I know, I'll help you in a second, don't worry. Well?
Well, what?
14 Downing Street. Who lives there?
Tom, is this really necessary?
I'll give you a clue. It's someone who helps Mrs. Thatcher stay in power.
Is it Neil Kinnock?
You're not taking this seriously, are you? I can tell.
This pub quiz was supposed to be a bit of fun. Now it's getting out of hand.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
That's what worries me.
I thought you enjoyed it.
I did at first, but I don't want to make a career out of it.
Pat, is something wrong?
Oh, it's stupid, I know, but I saw that woman again today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and she's been given another child.
Well, perhaps it's a brother or sister to the first one.
No, it wasn't.
There's probably a very good reason.
Yeah, like she's good at it and we're not.
Don't get paranoid.
I'm not paranoid! Everybody thinks I'm paranoid.
Don't be in touch. Don't be impatient.
That's what you keep saying. And speaking of kids, I hope they haven't gone off somewhere. This won't be long, you know.
Right. What can I do to help?
Dessert?
I'll never do that, dear. You won't get rid of me that easily.
Well, if you're staying, make some custard.
Ah, that reminds me. It was the chief whip.
What was?
Number 14 Downing Street.
Oh.
Oh, well, perhaps not. I'll make the custard.
I don't get it, Mark. If Rebecca's so nice, why didn't you want Mum and Dad to know about her?
Because they cramp my style, that's all.
Style? You call that style? Show me some in your collection of Rupert annuals.
Simon, you're only 12. You wouldn't understand these things.
I wouldn't bet on it if I were you.
Thank you, Lisa. It wasn't supposed to be a compliment.
We have these art and craft lessons, you see. We learn everything.
What, from the teacher?
No, from reading the newspapers we used to cover the desks.
Oh, ignore him, Mark.
Oh, come on, guys. Give me a break.
OK, give us the money now. We can go straight after tea.
Oh, I've only got a £10 note and some change, but just get the film you want. I'll give you the money later.
I'll give you the change.
No, I need to go for a few things myself. You know, nothing special. Nice bottle of wine, some chocolates, single red rose in a box.
What about Rebecca? You going to get her anything?
Shut up. And I'm not sure about my aftershave either.
Let her borrow it. You lent it to all your other girlfriends.
Oh, shut up, Simon. How old is she, Mark?
A bit younger than me. Nearly 17. Why?
Forget the wine or there's no deal.
All right, I understand. You think Mum and Dad wouldn't like it? Or were you thinking of Rebecca?
She was thinking of the money for the video. Do you know how much a good bottle of wine costs?
Simon, if you do anything to spoil this, I'll...
Dinner's ready, you lot. Come and get it.
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh, okay, Dad. So it's all settled, is it? You and Simon will stay in here till I say otherwise.
We said yes, Mark. What do you want? A contract?
Simon, what about you?
Oh, I suppose so.
Oh, thanks. I don't think I'll ring her from here. I'll just phone on my way to the shops.
She might think there's something funny about that.
You're right. I never thought of that.
Has she met you before, Mark?
Of course she has.
Well, just tell her you forgot we had a phone. She'll understand.
Simon.
Are you lot coming?
Yeah.
Are you sure your parents don't mind?
Mind? Why should they mind? I'm inviting a friend round, that's all.
And that's all we are, Mark, isn't it? Friends?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
And your brother and sister will be there?
Yes. You'll meet them, very briefly.
Pardon?
I said 8:30 would be about right.
I don't want you to get the wrong idea.
It's just an idea, that's all. I mean, don't make a big thing out of it.
OK.
So, what'd you say? Oh, go on, say yes.
All right, I'll come.
Great! Good. I'm pleased.
Bye. See you later.
Yeah, bye.
She said yes! Yabba dabba doo, yeah!
Oh, sorry. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, no. I didn't tell her where I live. Do you mind? I won't be a minute, I promise. Oh, and do you happen to have any spare change? Enough for a £10 note?
Nearly ready, Pat.
I'm not sure I like that video those two are watching.
Well, they're not babies anymore. Bambi's bound to lose its appeal eventually.
Never lost its appeal for me.
Nor me, come to think of it. I'm still waiting for Bambi too. You know, I hope we get a few more questions on old films tonight.
It's supposed to be fun.
I know that. There's no point in competing if you don't want to win. And it's not the money.
I know, it's the glory.
Ah.
And to think, if only we'd known who recorded Hold a Chicken in the Air last week, we might have done it.
Ah, the classics, eh? Beat us every time.
Right, ready when you are.
You know, I've got a feeling about tonight. Oh, no, leave it. It'll only be for Mark.
He's in the bath.
Well, let one of the others get it.
Well, it might be important. It won't take a minute. Hello? Yes, speaking?
Oh, it's Mrs. Thornley.
Why, what's happening?
Shh. Sorry.
Could you repeat that, please?
Oh, it would be tonight. Oh.
A baby? Oh, yes, that'd be fine. No, no. Nowhere important. 20 minutes? Yes, that'd be fine. Right, bye-bye.
Tom, a baby.
So I gathered, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, I really am. I couldn't say no, though, could I? I mean, especially the first time.
No, of course you couldn't.
And it's an emergency of some kind. She was in a terrible hurry.
Oh, I'll ring Stan and Mary. They'll understand, if they haven't left already.
I can manage on my own, Tom.
What do you mean? I should still go?
Well, it seems a shame to disappoint them. They enjoy the quiz as much as you do.
Yes, but I couldn't.
I don't mind. Really, I don't.
No, it's not that. I mean, you need four to enter a team, you see.
Oh, well, take Miriam, then. She'd be the perfect partner. She's clever, she's a good sport, and she loves a challenge.
Yeah, best of all, she'll go anywhere for a free drink and a plate full of sandwiches.
Well, that's not very nice.
I was only joking.
Well, it wasn't funny either.
Sorry, I spoke.
She's got a good point.
I know.
But you're right, she's a bit mean, so she'd probably say yes.
And don't forget, she's a teacher. You'd better warn her about all the swearing and the fighting.
I will. I'll make a promise to behave.
You get a bit too quick for me there, Petal. But you sure you're going to be all right?
I can manage a baby, can't I? Why change things? After all, I was on my own when all the others were delivered.
Ah, naughty.
Just getting my own back. Oh, Tom, I can't wait!
We don't know much about the family yet, Pat. But anyway, this little mite is called Alexis Crystal.
Oh, my goodness. She's lovely, though, isn't she? Healthy, too, by the look of her.
Yes, and by the feel of her.
Yes, I think you're right.
Oh, did I bring those disposable nappies in?
Yes.
Good. Then I think this is the perfect time for me to hand her over. She's all yours.
Oh, just like that?
Yes. Well, you've signed for her, haven't you? And we'll bring the cot tomorrow, OK?
Oh, yes, she'll be fine in the carry cot for one night.
Look, I hate to dash off like this, but that's the trouble with emergencies. You never have them in your diary.
Yes, I understand.
Oh, I'll see myself out. But, Pat, there is just one more thing.
Yeah?
It is your first.
I'll be careful. I won't take any chances, don't worry.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant, don't get too attached, will you? The mother will be out of hospital in about 2 weeks, remember?
Yeah.
We're here to supply children with parents, not the other way round, I'm afraid.
I see what you mean.
But any problems at all, just give me a buzz. Bye.
I will, bye. Now, little Alexis Crystal, you know what they say? A change is as good as a rest.
Lisa, smell this. Well, what do you think?
It's a bit strong, isn't it?
Do you think so?
Mark, we're trying to watch the film.
I was only whispering.
I said watch the film, not listen to it. That aftershave's making my eyes water.
It's not that bad. Ignore him, Mark.
It's called aftershave because you use it after you shave.
I have shaved.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. I've missed most of the gunfight now.
I was going to let you have a chocolate.
Oh, great.
But I'm not going to now.
Oh, I thought you were getting a box of chocolates.
You get more in a bag, don't you? The flowers were the same. Instead of one rose in a box, I got this whole bunch from the garage on the corner. Well, what do you think?
Your shirt looks very nice. What's in that bag, though? Oh, Mark, I said no wine.
Don't panic. It's non-alcoholic. And that just left me with £1.50 for the video. There you go. A deal's a deal.
Some deal. Cost Lisa £2.
Did it?
It doesn't matter, Mark. Forget it.
Oh, I'll make it up to you later. Oh. I wish she'd hurry up and get here.
We thought she was here already.
What?
Well, somebody rang the front doorbell ages ago.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
You told us to stay in here.
I was in the shower. Well, you could have answered the door. She might have gone while we've been talking.
We thought you'd let her in.
Oh, I'd better go and have a look.
Because somebody let somebody in.
Mom.
What?
What are you doing?
Never mind what I'm doing. What are you doing? Organising a raffle. I'm wearing your best clothes.
Yeah, I can explain. Oh, what's that terrible smell?
That's funny. I was just about to ask you the same thing. Cheap aftershave, isn't it?
It's a baby!
Brilliant. Your father should have had you on his quiz team. Now, what's going on?
Well, you're not going to believe this, Mum.
Yes, you're probably right.
I was up in my bedroom and suddenly a very bright star appeared in the east.
Oh, yes.
And it travelled across the sky until it reached our house. Well, I hadn't got any suitable gifts, so I had to,
ring our local gold, frankincense and myrrh takeaway and ask for a delivery. Now, who is she?
Well, she's a very nice girl, Mum. Honestly, and the wine's non-alcoholic. I wasn't hoping to, well, you know.
I believe you. I've just had a closer look at your gifts.
Oh, thanks, Mum. That's all I need. Oh, no, she's here.
Well, let her in, then.
Right.
Mark.
What?
Don't take those things with you. Put them down somewhere. Oh, give them to me.
Oh, right, thanks, Mum. I'll let her in, shall I?
Go on.
Hello, Alexis. How'd you like it so far? Pat.
Yeah?
I've heard a blue for a boy and pink for a girl, but pale grey.
I think it's meant to be white.
Ah.
That Mrs. Thornley gave me an allowance form, so I'll get her something tomorrow.
Oh, good. How old is she?
8 months.
Oh, poor little thing. Separated from her mother like that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, seems very quiet. I'll say that for her.
She's been as good as gold so far.
So, our first foster child and our first girlfriend-in-law on the same day. How about that?
Oh, don't remind me. I'm still annoyed with Mark.
What was she like?
Well, she seemed very nice, actually. Hmm? She made a fuss of the baby.
I don't suppose Mark thought much of that, did he?
I don't know. He spent most of the time in the other room watching the video with Simon and Lisa.
Oh, that was a bit rough on him, wasn't it?
Do you think so?
Well, probably no more than he deserved, I suppose.
I didn't know what to say, really. I was too preoccupied.
Well, obviously.
Will you have a talk with him?
Yes, but what for? Tell him off or give him a few pointers?
Bit of both, I think.
OK, but not right now. Come on, let's go up to bed. I'll bring the caracol.
Careful, you've been drinking.
Yes, mostly tomato juice. I know what I'm doing.
No! No, let me have the baby. She might fall
out. Oh, Pat, leave it. What are you doing? Leave the baby. Oh, now look what you've done.
There, come on. I know. It's a good girl. Did the nasty man frighten you then, just because he didn't win the silly quiz game?
We came second, as a matter of fact, which is better than I ever did with you.
Well, there you are, then. You should be over the moon.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. Pat?
At the risk of repeating myself for the 10th time, yes, she is a lovely baby. Can we go now?
Yesterday, this woman at the park thought she was mine. She said she'd gone my eyes. Isn't that strange?
Staggering when you think of all the millions of colours her eyes might have been and they turned out to be greeny blue. Now, come on, I need loads of things.
Oh, I don't want to go to the shops. All that traffic on the main road. We don't like the nasty pop-ups, do we, Alexis?
Gran, I didn't know it was you.
I'm not surprised. I look different in this white uniform and surgical mask.
Lisa?
What?
JR. I told you to keep that cat out of here, didn't I? Now, go on. Out! Go on.
Mum, what did you do that for? It wasn't doing any harm.
No, that's not the point. Alexis might be allergic to cats, for all we know. And besides, he might jump on the cot and smother her.
If anyone's going to do that, Mother, it's not the cat. I'll see you later, Gran.
Lisa! Little madam.
Leave her alone. You asked for it.
What?
You've had the baby for 5 days now and you've hardly let anybody get within shouting distance.
None of you seem to understand. It's a big responsibility. Somebody else's baby.
Well, I'm going. Are you coming or not?
No, not today, Mum.
Fair enough. Oh, no, I'm ill, then.
Why don't you leave it till later and Tom will pick you up on his way home from work?
Oh, and his big pap-up. That will be exciting.
Well, there's no need to be sarcastic.
I'll see you sometime next week. I'll make an appointment on my way out.
Oh, no, then what have they done? Are they making... Simon, what are you doing?
Making some toast.
But I only made you tea an hour ago. Why weren't you hungry then?
I don't like salad.
Well, there was plenty to choose from.
There still is. Nobody likes salad, Mum.
That's rubbish. Lisa likes salad, and so does your father.
Simon, how long is it taking you to make me a bit of toast?
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, sorry, Pat. You can have it if you want.
And what did I say about that cat? Lisa! Oh, where is she?
What did I do?
Search me, Dad. We ain't had Aunt Car for ages.
Would you care to explain that? On second thoughts, don't bother. Is this tea for Mark?
Yeah.
I'll take it. I suppose he's in the garage, is he?
Where else?
Right. Mark! You under there? I brought you some tea.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, Simon made it.
Oh, well, thanks anyway. The thought was there.
Yes. Look. Mark.
Here it comes.
What?
It's all right, Dad. I didn't think I'd get away with it. The incident with Rebecca, I mean. I'm sorry. I should have told you I'd invited her.
Ah, well...
And really, I shouldn't have involved Lisa and Simon.
Right. So let that be a lesson to you. That's the telling off part over with. So now comes the advice.
I think I could do with some, Dad. I must have looked a right idiot. She was so cool and casual and I was like a little kid on my first school outing.
She was probably flattered.
Well, if she was, she didn't show it. She was more interested in the baby.
Right. She made a fuss of the baby, okay?
As far as Mum would let her, yeah.
And the baby didn't buy her chocolates, did she?
No.
Or flowers?
No.
Or try to make a good impression?
Far from it.
In fact, the baby did nothing except be herself. And that's what you should have done.
I'd never get away with it.
What are you talking about?
Well, look at me.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm no Einstein for a start.
Look, Mark, there's not just one kind of cleverness, you know. Einstein would have given his right arm to be as good with his hands as you are. You've got your mother's good looks and nice, easygoing personality. What more could she want?
Well, your skill at getting round people would be useful.
You're forgetting one important thing. She didn't come to see the baby. She came to see you.
And then ignored me when she got here.
No doubt she was as embarrassed as you were to find your mother here.
Well, I never thought of that.
So talk to her. Come on, ask her out again.
Do you think so?
Yes, but this time, make it casual. Be yourself.
Well, there's a good car auction I was thinking of going to next Monday.
Well,
Well, we could go to the pictures, or a disco, or something.
Well, that's the idea, of course. Right, now listen, I'm going for a jog.
Where's Mum?
Oh, she can't make it tonight. She's a bit too busy.
Again?
Well, you know, a baby needs a lot of attention, doesn't it?
Well, this one seems to.
Anyway, listen, I'm off. I'll see you later.
Hey, Dad.
What?
Thanks.
Oh, that's all right. It's all part of the service. I'm not making a habit of this, you know. You should walk to school, both of you.
We'd have been late. I had to go out looking for JR. He'd been out all night.
Cats can find their own way home.
And I had to make sandwiches. Mum had forgotten to do my lunch again.
You should wake up earlier, then.
We did, two or three times. Once at 2 o'clock, then again at 4 o'clock, and then again
Don't exaggerate, Simon. The baby's not that bad.
No, she's not, and I'm in the same room as her, remember? She doesn't wake me up at all some nights.
Dad.
She doesn't. And, of course, your mother does, sleeping out of bed to see why she's gone quiet.
Oh, can't you do something, Dad? I mean, about Mum, I mean.
I don't want to listen to this.
We know you don't.
Look, the baby's going back in just a few days' time.
Who's coming to fetch her? The SAS?
That's right, Dad. Mum hasn't fostered this baby. She's taken it prisoner.
Right, here we are. Hurry up. I don't want to be late either.
Oh, will you, Dad?
Will I what?
Well, say something to Mum.
Go on, we're holding up the traffic.
Very good of you, Tom, but I could have walked.
Oh, don't worry. It's my pleasure. Now, that's the lot, is it? You didn't leave anything in the car?
No need to dash off. The kettle's nearly boiled and the tea's in the pot.
Well, I suppose I'm about ready for one.
And you won't have one waiting for you when you get home, will you?
Ah, no, Pat's doing all right. You won't hear me complaining.
Well, perhaps you should on this occasion.
Yeah, that's what the kids think. But two more days and the problem won't exist anymore.
Until the next time.
But it won't be the same, though, will it? At least, that's what I'm counting on.
Oh, maybe you're right.
They're coming on Monday afternoon, about 2 o'clock.
Don't tell me you're sorry.
Oh, I don't know. You're bound to have some feelings, aren't you? And Pat's going to be very upset, that I do know.
Is there anything I can do?
No, I don't think so. It's something Pat's just got to face on her own.
Tom, what are you doing home at lunchtime?
Nothing. I was in the area, sort of. I just thought I'd call in for a moment. You say goodbye to Alexis and what have you.
You've not picked a very good time. Oh. She's just had a feed and she's fallen asleep.
Oh, yes. So she has.
It only seems a few hours since we said hello.
Do you think she knows us?
I think she knows me.
Oh, well, I'm not so good with babies anyway, am I?
Well, you can't be good at everything.
What am I good at?
Mark seems to have perked up since you had your little chat.
Do you think so? Oh, good.
He even took your advice and phoned her.
Oh, what happened?
They're going to some disco tonight.
Thank goodness for that. It's nice to get something right, isn't it?
Yeah. 1:30. She said 2 o'clock, didn't she? She's usually on time.
Yes. Well, I can't stay, I'm afraid. I've got to see a customer.
Oh, that's all right. Why should you? Anyway, when she goes, I'll catch up on that typing for Miriam.
Good idea.
And don't worry, it won't be salad tonight. There's a casserole and some pies in the oven.
Back to normal, as it were, yes?
And tonight there'll be the quiz.
What?
The quiz. It is Monday, isn't it?
Oh, yes. But you don't have to go just for my sake. I mean, you're bound to feel a bit upset. I mean, people understand that.
You don't want me to go. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, of course not.
Oh, yes. Did Miriam do that well? I'd forgotten how important it was to
you. Don't be silly. I was just trying to be considerate. Anyway, Miriam's got her blind spots. She thought that Quito was the capital of Paraguay.
Did she really?
Yes, she did.
Any fool knows he was one of the Marx brothers.
There you are, you see. I miss all that.
Have you got time for a coffee?
No. I better get going. Goodbye, little baby. Good luck. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
I'll see you tonight. Simon, come and give me a hand with these samples, will you?
All right.
How's she taking it?
What?
Your mother. Is she upset?
What about?
Never mind, I'll ask Lisa.
Ask me what?
About your mother and the baby.
Didn't she phone you with the good news?
What good news? What are you talking about?
Listen.
Oh, I don't believe it. Not another one already. They don't do part exchange, surely.
It's the same one. The mother's got an infection or something, and they're keeping her in hospital for at least another 2 weeks.
Right, that settles it. I'll have to say something now.
can't believe it, can you?
Frankly, dear, no, I can't.
What's the matter? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm sorry, Pat. I should have said this at the beginning.
Well, do we need an audience?
They're involved, aren't they? At least they were supposed to be.
You never leave the baby alone, Mum.
But you leave us alone all the time.
What about Mark? Hasn't he got to put his two penneth in?
He's too busy in the kitchen playing noughts and crosses on his shirt with the iron.
I see. Trying to make me feel guilty, are you? Well, it won't work.
Pat, if you don't feel guilty about us, what about the baby's mother?
What about her?
Well, shouldn't we spare a thought for her?
I have.
Instead of celebrating, shouldn't we be hoping she gets better?
I know I am.
Me as well, Mum. I've only got one good shirt left.
All right. Perhaps I should feel guilty, but... Well, I didn't make her ill, did I?
You might do when she gets her baby back.
What are you talking about?
He means you're spoiling her.
Oh, I've never heard such rubbish.
She's right, Mum. She hardly cried at all when she first came here. Now she screams the minute you move out of sight.
Now, you listen to me. I hate to see a spoilt child. I never spoilt any of you, did I?
No, you didn't. So why start now?
Look, I admit, all right, I do pay her a lot of attention, but she is a baby. I mean, she's on her own in a strange place.
So was Robinson Crusoe, but he didn't get a round of applause every time he did a windy pop, did he?
Oh, now you're just being stupid.
Just think about it for a moment. That's all I ask.
I don't need to.
What are you afraid of?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Hello, everybody. It's only me. Oh, dear. Something going on?
Just a family discussion, Gran, that's all.
Yeah, we're having a go at Mum.
Oh, dear. Is the baby still here, then?
I don't think they needed reinforcements, Mum.
I came to comfort you because she'd gone.
Oh, well, now you can comfort everybody else, can't you? Because she's still here.
Well, that's a nice welcome, I must say. Hello, little baby. I'll talk to you instead, shall I?
Hello, everybody. What's going on, then? Can anybody join in?
Hello, Miriam. What did they do, advertise?
Oh, the baby's still here, is she?
I think you could say that, yes.
And I came all this way to offer my commiserations.
Oh, not you as well.
Well, I knew how upset you'd be. What's up? Have I said the wrong thing, or what?
Oh, right, stop. Yes, Miriam, you have said the wrong thing. But it was the right thing, really. Okay, Tom, yes, you were right. I know, I've been behaving like an idiot. I knew it, and I've known it all along, but I couldn't stop myself. Oh, I'm sorry.
I still don't know what I said.
Neither do I.
You came here to commiserate with me. That's what you said, and Mum did the same.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, don't you see? I've only had the baby for 2 weeks, and it's not even mine.
It's not an easy situation for anybody, is it?
At least I'll know what to expect in the future.
Well, if you don't mind me saying so, I think there was a lesson there for all of you.
Oh, do you now?
Yes. You all take Pat for granted. Just think about that for a moment. You can't cope when she's busy with something else.
Mum, just look at these creases I've pressed down the front of these trousers. Now... Be honest, could you do sharper ones than that?
I don't think I could. You could slice bacon with creases like that.
There is one tiny snag.
They're both in the same leg.
Oh, do you think people will notice? Only Rebecca's coming round later.
Oh, give them to me, I'll do them.
Oh, thanks.
Mum, will you see to the baby, please?
Of course I will.
Oh, let me do it, Gran.
What about me?
I'm the foster grandmother.
Well, I'm a foster auntie.
Welcome to Quiz Night at the Victoria Inn, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight the prize is £25.
All right.
Look, we'll be starting in about 15 minutes, so have your pencils and answer sheets ready. Thank you very much.
Hope Stan and Mary aren't going to be too late. Hate trying to save seats.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You all right, Pat? I'm sorry you came or anything.
No, I was just thinking about Mum with the baby. I hope she'll be all right.
Yeah, of course she will. We're only 10 minutes away if she needs us.
I wonder how Mark's getting on with Rebecca.
Pat!
I'm sorry. It's just hard to let go, isn't it?
Perhaps Miriam could give us a mini lecture about that as well.
She did look a bit smug, didn't she?
You say that again.
She wasn't even upset about giving up her place in the quiz team, was she?
No. And I think I know why.
Why? What's she smiling at?
Look who's just come in.
Oh, Miriam, I wonder what she wants.
With 3 friends from college, can't you guess?
Hello, Pat. Hello, Tom. Quiz hasn't started yet, has it?
Well, if it has, we're not doing very well.
Are you going to take part?
Well, it's a bit of fun, isn't it? Oh, have you met my friends? This is Dr. Clayton, the head of the physics department. This is Reg, who teaches geography.
Growing Pains was written by Steve Whetton and starred Ray Brooks and Sharon Deuce as Tom and Pat Hollingsworth. Gran was played by Jean Haywood, Miriam by Jacqueline Tong, Caroline Thornley by Susan Sheridan, Mark by Richard Pierce, Lisa by Tika Vicker Bloss, Simon by Nicholas Delve, Rebecca by Cara Kelly, and the quiz compere by Dominic Rickards. The producer was Lissa Evans.